Here's a thought I'll title, Decisions versus Execution. Regardless of the medium employed, art making is the fusion of aesthetic and artistic decisions and the execution of those decisions into the media itself. Said another way, the idea behind a painting is different than the actual paint on the canvas. Hearing music in your mind is a different thing than playing music with your fingers in an instrument. In short, art making is the fusion of decisions and execution. But for photographers, that gets to be a real interesting thing to think about, because it's not at all uncommon for photographers to explain that they became a photographer because they can't draw decent stick figures. That is to say, the decisions, the mental ideas are present. They just can't get it out of their mind and onto the paper because they don't know how to draw or paint or play an instrument. Execution prevents them from being a successful artist. But almost in saying, I became a photographer because I can't draw decent stick figures, that's almost admitting that execution is the weakness in an individual's efforts to create artwork. In all other art media, the medium itself is a sort of barrier that simply can't be crossed with luck. Where in photography, we can. We can make a lucky photograph. I think every one of us has what we might characterize as some lucky shots. But there's also the possibility of mastering the execution in the medium of photography with relative ease, particularly these days here in the digital age when computers do so much of it for us. It's probably not a very useful way to think about photography compared to other artistic media, but let me try this anyway. Is it safe to say that maybe 70% of the excellence in a painting is the painting itself, is the manual dexterity of the painter, is the execution of an idea, and maybe 30% of it is the idea? Yeah, a painter who's doing a portrait has to decide what the background is going to be and how the light is going to be rendered and some of those things, but, you know, making those decisions doesn't lead to anywhere unless the painter has the ability to handle the brush and the colored pigments in the paint with dexterity and get it on the canvas in the way that it's supposed to be, or at least the way they visualize that it should be. With photography, I would propose it's exactly the opposite. That is to say, it's 70% decision-making, and particularly these days, 30% execution. The aesthetic decisions that we photographers have to make seem, to me anyway, to be thoroughly out of proportion to what it is in the other arts. Making a decision about how you want to move as a dancer is one thing, but actually making that movement, that's the hard part. Or hearing the melody in your mind's eye is one thing, but getting it to come out of the trumpet or the violin or the piano requires an execution of skill and hours and hours and hours of practice and labor. And I just don't see photography the same way. Perhaps that's why photography still struggles to be fully accepted as the same kind or seriousness of art making as other media. I don't know. That's probably a discussion for another day. I do know this, though, that the decisions that we make as photographers, where to stand, where to crop, focal length, exposure, developing, processing, all those decisions appear to be way more important in photography than perhaps they are in other media, because they're simply a larger component in the success of a photograph. The technology of photography, that is to say, the execution of photography, is relatively easy compared to other means of artistic expression. And knowing that maybe that tells us photographers that we should spend a disproportionate, a significant, a substantial amount of our time wrestling with those aesthetic decisions, for the simple reason that in photography, they are so incredibly important as a component of making an interesting photograph.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.